student on HO808, and in this podcast for Unit 5, I'm going to talk about three aspects of evaluating engagement in online learning from both the perspective of the student and the teacher. The first thing I want to talk about is monitoring, which is more about systems, simply because systems are beautifully set up to do this for us. Another thing that I'm going to look at is engagement from the perspective of how we think about designing activities that might help engage learners or will engage us as learners. And finally, I want to talk about how ensuring engagement actually remains the responsibility of the learner. And this is where I'll talk about keeping a journal or a reflective log. One of the things I've noticed as an OU tutor on the new version of the VLE, which is Moodle-based, is that we're able now to monitor access on the forums. This means that I can look very quickly and assess very early on whether students have engaged at all. See, all I want to know is that they've made one post at an early stage. But the problem in the past is that I had to go through every single thread on a forum, check against a list who'd posted anything or not. It was time-consuming and really tedious. Whereas now, all I have to do is press one button and the information is there in front of me. The impact of that has been, in the course I'm currently teaching, that I was able to tell in the first 2 weeks who had engaged more and who had engaged minimally. But most importantly, I could tell who had not engaged at all. And then I was able to address those issues really fast. Then I was able to efficiently assess whether they'd be able to engage at the level necessary to be successful. Really, just simply complete the course. So that was absolutely fantastic. There are a number of systems where this is not available at all, and certainly not possible to apply against a database or a list of students. Quite a simple area of learning analytics, and analytics certainly get far more complicated than this. But just this kind of small facility would certainly be something very high on my list of criteria if I was evaluating different learning or course management systems. Well, posting to a forum is quite a high-level online activity for a student. They have to gather their resources and write something and think about something. I wonder how to create material that's engaging for students that might also serve to assess whether there's been any engagement itself. So I've covered that a bit in being able to monitor what students do, but I think there's probably something one can do in the design of activities on a course to monitor engagement while the student works through material. And I'm particularly thinking of that in compulsory education levels, because teenagers are notoriously hard to keep focused. How do you know in an online setting whether students have not only learnt the material, but what they thought of it as they went along? Whether they found it interesting or boring? How can we get information from them that can help us to improve the course and course delivery? And I think that this is probably especially important in an online setting, because in a classroom, you can look around and see very quickly, usually, whether or not students are listening or bored and distracted. Whereas if you're online, you have absolutely no idea what the student is doing at the same time as trying to, you hope, learn, concentrate or focus. It seems that at the moment the only way to discover this is by outcome. So you can only find out whether they've engaged by assessing what they've learned. I would like to experience evaluation of whether or not they like what they've just experienced. For example, when we've used the Illuminate sessions in this course or any other, one of the things that's really helpful is when people engage by clapping, using smileys, getting involved in the poll with ticks and crosses. All of these kind of fast question response things certainly help me as a learner to focus on what's happening. And if I'm speaking, of course, to find out how my audience is responding. So I think this needs to work from both perspectives, tutor and learner. As a learner, I want to be helped to remain focused and interested, that the learner I'm responsible for is engaged. Finally, I'm going to talk about the use of learning journals, reflections, and how to assess engagement from the point of view of the learner being responsible for it. How do you make reflective activity prove itself to be so worthwhile to the learner that they're motivated to engage with it? I think this is probably an individual process that each learner has to go through for themselves. I don't know that it can be forced. My own response to the blogging that we were encouraged to do at the outset was that once I knew it was no longer for assessment, I stopped and I put my time and energy elsewhere. Of course, I'm going to go back now because as I talk, I'm horribly aware that I've been very lax. The reflective log is the proof of engagement itself, and I think many learners would be able to figure out for themselves that it's a highly worthwhile activity. But I wonder how it can be made to be more engaging, more fun, and more useful for students at other levels than higher education. Because surely those of us who've chosen to study at high levels understand what we've got ourselves into, the commitment to learning itself. And this can be said for any post-compulsory level. Whereas those students in compulsory education do not have the same vision. They are arguably very focused on summative assessment and specifically final results, whether that be coursework or exams. So maybe the link between the activity of making notes and engaging in deeper reflective learning needs to be made earlier in order to improve the quality of the learning. The direct payoff being that they will get better results. Perhaps this would help younger people engage with reflection. There's certainly a lot of work done already, but I don't think this direct link is made. This would be joined up thinking. If we're taught at an early enough age that there is payoff from reflecting more deeply on what you've learnt, and therefore be able to perform better in examination and assessment. Thank you for listening, and this podcast is available for download from mandyhoneyman.podbean.com and also from h808.mhoneyman.me.uk, where you can also find some references.